Grace to you and peace in the name of our crucified Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The last verse in our passion text from the Gospel of John states this. When he had received the drink, Jesus said, "It is finished." With that, he bowed his head and gave up his spirit. That little statement, "It is finished," is made up of only one word in the Greek text. It's probably one of the most significant and important words that Christ Jesus ever spoke. Though, I must admit it is a bit obscure too, because he doesn't tell us what the "it" is that is finished. Was he talking about the drink that he had just been giving, telling the soldiers, "It's finished, you can take the sponge away now"? Was he talking about his physical suffering? That suffering there on the cross that had been taking place for the last number of hours as he was about to be dead. Was he talking about his overall life in ministry? That all of it now was coming to an end and it is finished. What was he talking about? What is the "it"? I think the "it" was bigger and more important than all of those things I just mentioned. I think it was bigger than his physical life. I think it was bigger than his physical suffering. And certainly bigger than that physical drink. I think the "it" had to do with his mission. The reason that he left heaven in the first place to become incarnate on this earth. Had Jesus expanded his words at that moment, he might have said something like this: "It is finished. Sin's price has been paid. God's justice has been satisfied. Man's sin has been forgiven. And the gates of heaven have been unlocked." Everything that Christ Jesus had been sent to this earth to do concerning our redemption, it was all complete the moment that our sin had been paid for. And our sin was fully paid for through Jesus' suffering on the cross. You see, God exacted upon Jesus the sentence that we were due on account of our sin. And thus, Jesus waited to die until our sentence had been served and our debt had been paid in full. And he went, and when he was finished paying sin's price, when it was finished, he gave up his spirit, which simply means that he died. Our hope for an eternity with God is a done deal, and was a done deal the moment that it was finished. Again, it, of course, being Christ's work of redemption. Nothing more needed to be done to secure our forgiveness and the promise of our salvation. It was all finished by Christ on the cross. And that's why we call this day Good Friday. For on this Friday, so many years ago, Christ Jesus completed the work of paying for our sins. And though this day was, of course, painful and sorrowful and ultimately deadly for Jesus, it was good for all of us. For as the prophet Isaiah wrote in our Old Testament reading this morning or today, "But he was pierced for our transgressions, he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was upon him. And by his wounds, we are healed. But all too often, we don't feel like it's finished, do we? We still feel like there's something more that has to be done for us to be saved. Something that we have to do to appease or appease God. Please or appease him. Some righteous acts that we must still perform to curry God's favor. The question that the rich young man once brought to Jesus, you know, what must I do to be saved? I believe is a question that often haunts us too. Yes, we know that God so loved the world that he sent his only son. We know that Jesus came to seek and to save those who were lost. We've been raised being taught and believing that the Lord is my shepherd, that he is with us always, even to the end of the age. We know about the death and the resurrection of Jesus for our forgiveness. But knowing and believing all of that still doesn't remove that one nagging question from our mind, especially as we approach the end of our own lives. What must I do to be saved? It's a question that our sinfulness won't let us escape. It's a question that our doubts and our fears keep present in our mind. And it's a question that the devil wants us to continue to ask ourselves day after day after day. But it's a question that Jesus has already answered for us. What must I do to be saved? The answer is nothing. It's already been done for me. It's been done for you too. There is absolutely nothing left for us to do to merit or to achieve God's favor. For it is finished. Christ Jesus did it and paid for it all. Our sins have been atoned for by the suffering of Jesus. And there is absolutely nothing left for us to do. It is completely and entirely finished. Such was the mission of the cross. And such is the message of Good Friday. Jesus paid it all. And thus God has forgiven us of it all. Our slate has been wiped clean. And because Jesus did not stay dead, but came back to life on the third day, our eternal life with God has been secured also. Everything that was needed to be done to mark us and to win us for heaven has been done. It is all finished. To God be the glory. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.